of USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He's innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders, such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we've been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
Good. You want to introduce our first guest?
Yeah, our first guest was a caller about 6 weeks ago. He called in and asking about severe emphysema and what I can do for it. I told him that I can cure his problem, and most likely he will feel better the first time. His name is George. Okay. Let's hear from George.
All right, let's get George in line. Hello, is George there?
Yes, okay.
Hi, George.
Good morning, Dr. Tong.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I feel very good today. I feel much better today than I did the last few times I'm visiting with Dr. Tong.
Fantastic.
Both of it.
Okay, why don't you tell us first where you're from and what you do?
Okay. I am from San Diego. I'm retired now. I've been retired for about 2 years.
Okay.
And what happened is for about the last 10 years, I've been going to doctors. And about 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with having emphysema.
Okay. Are you a smoker, George?
Not anymore, but I was at the time.
Okay.
And what happened is, it was a result of every one of the doctors I went to, and five different doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were pulmonary specialists. Four of them were pulmonary specialists. And I was told that I had to learn to live with emphysema. There was no cure for it.
Wrong.
So,
yes.
I know that now. What happened is, one day I was just going by the radio station on a Saturday morning, just trying to tune in some station, and I come across Dr. Tong's radio station. I said, this sounds very, very interesting. I listened to the radio station. Oh, that's interesting. So I waited and listened to the entire half hour. The next week, I called up Dr. Tong on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tong called to me, sort of a mini consultation is what it was. And what happened is that I said, hey, this sounds very good. So I asked Dr. Tong about making an appointment. He says, call up the office. And I did. Made an appointment. And it was scheduled for the October 4th. It was the first appointment I had with Dr. Tong. Well, after my first visit, I was able to walk and breathe better, much better.
Wow.
I said to my wife, we were driving home. I said to her on the way home, I don't know how to say this to you. It's very difficult for me to even explain my feelings. So she said, well, say it the way it is. I said, well, it seems like a dream.
You're like a new person.
I can breathe normally. You know, I don't need to consciously breathe. And by that, I mean, I don't
you don't have to pay attention.
Each breath of air.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have to do that anymore. And besides, I said, this is very strange to say also. Now I can really smell what I'm breathing.
Wow.
I wasn't able to do it before because apparently, you know, when you're normal, you don't think of these things.
Right.
But Dr. Tong talked to me and he said, yeah, he says it's normal for people, you know, just to breathe. You know, nobody thinks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they think about it, it'd be a different story. They don't have to because they're normally breathing normal, so there's no indication.
Yes, I want to make one observation, say something.
Yes.
During the first treatment, you were so short of breath, your rib cage was flaring up, you were heaving the shoulder in order to gasping for air.
Yes, definitely.
In fact, most of my patients had to lie down to get a treatment. You attempted to lie down, and halfway down, you say, no, I don't think I can do it, even with two pillows. You before you get to the pillow, you got up, you sit up for the first few shots.
Yes.
And then after a few shots, you say, oh, I'll be better already. And finally, you lie down for the rest of the treatments.
Yes, and it was only a matter of about 2 or 3 minutes before you gave me the shots. Every time I was able to lie down and put my head down on the pillow.
That's right. You sound like magic. It's not. I do this all the time.
So, George, before you came to see Dr. Tong, were you on any medication, or they just had nothing? They had nothing they could do for you.
They gave me medication. They gave me the inhalers.
Oh, they gave you
They gave me some as albuterol, and they gave me some other thing that works like albuterol, but it's taken orally, and it's called a theophylline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they gave me to take.
And
that's what I've been taking over these years. It does work. It works a period of time. Like sometimes it'll work for 5 minutes, other times it'll work for 2 hours. There's nothing that's permanent. Far from being permanent. It's something that I got to take very regularly.
So have you, your overall condition improved under the conventional treatment, or they deteriorate?
No, it's deteriorating. As a matter of fact,
yes.
I didn't notice it as much as my wife telling me about it.
Yes.
She was telling me that I went from I used to weigh about 192 pounds.
Yes.
And I weigh about 168 pounds now. I'm just losing weight. I was not able to eat because every time I eat a meal, even if it was a small meal,
yes,
it put pressure on my lungs and I was not able to breathe correctly.
How about your sleep? How about your energy? And how about your thinking, your memory?
Oh, my sleeping was, it was very, very bad. I used to get up about every hour when I went to bed.
Yes.
I go to sleep in the evening, get up about every hour, either have to take some oxygen or take an inhaler so I could go back to sleep and get another hour of sleep.
Mm.
As far as my energy goes, my energy, it wanes. I get up in the morning and maybe I have some energy for the first 2-3 hours, and after that, I just drag in my feet the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And a number of things I used to be able to do before when I was working, I used to be involved in a lot of deep process in the kind of work that did all work in the Defense Department.
Yeah, you're a mathematician, and you're involved in a think tank for Northrop, your defense.
Yes, I think something, yes.
You're a very smart person.
Well, my wife doesn't think so today. Because what happened is, as a result of my having this emphysema, you think so much, and it takes so much energy out of you that
really
you become forgetful. You don't remember things.
Mm-hmm.
You've had two treatments now, and how do you feel you've progressed?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
This is now the first night after I got my first treatment, I went to bed that evening, and I slept for 2.5 hours.
Mm. How about yesterday?
2.5 times as much as I normally slept.
Mm. How about yesterday? How were you sleeping yesterday?
Oh, so yesterday was much, much better.
Oh.
The first day treatment, and Dr. Tong, you told me about this.
Yes.
After the first treatment, I might find a little bit difficulty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I did find some difficulty after the first treatment.
Yes.
Then I got up in the morning, but I felt so much better morning.
Yes.
Yesterday morning.
Right.
And when we went had the second treatment, which was yesterday.
Yes.
I came home last night, and I felt very good last night. Matter of fact, we come home, my wife said to me, she said, you did something today that I haven't seen you done before. I said, what's that? She said, you walk right from Dr. Tong's office all the way down to the car without having to stop once to catch your breath.
Yeah.
You used the FSP steps. You said you had to stop and catch your breath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
she says, hey, you're walking and you got some bounce to your step.
Yes.
Just dragging myself.
And this is doing two treatments.
Well, only two treatments.
Yeah. 2 days.
Yeah.
Thursday and Friday.
Now, you also had some back pain, hip pain, and chest pain. How's that going?
Oh, yeah, well, the reason for the chest pain was whenever I used to catch myself short of breath, a lot of times I used to have to force myself breathing in my chest to go up and down, up and down.
And
it caused a lot of pressure on there, so my chest would pain in the front. And Dr. Tong gave me some injections, and I had some what is that when they put the pins in you? I forget what they call
acupuncture?
It. Acupuncture?
Yes.
Acupuncture, too.
Yes.
And that helps. That really did help. That, that alleviated a lot of that pain.
Mm-hmm. And then your back pain and hip pain? How's that?
Well, the back pain went with the chest pain.
Oh, okay.
Went together, so I don't feel either one. I feel it, but, you know, there's no idea what it used to be.
Yes.
No idea it is. I just feel tremendously. All I got to say is, I think I could sum this all up and said, say in this phrase, you must be my guardian angel.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Listen, is Mary around? Because I would like to hear her comments. So I've seen somebody you love suffer for 10 years and getting worse and worse, could hardly breathe. Yeah, is she around? Maybe she can make some comments.
Oh, let me get on the phone. Here she comes now. She's getting on the phone right now.
Great. Okay. George.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi, Dr. Tom.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I want to hear a comment from somebody close to him that loves him and see him suffer for 10 years and what is a comment for the dramatic change of the last couple of days.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
How do I say this?
Yes.
I've seen a man who's very, very muscular, dwindling and deteriorate to so very little that it's been painful just to watch him.
Yes.
And I don't understand why doctors would say, oh, there's no cure, there's no cure.
Mm-hmm.
There are many cures if they just open their eyes.
And their minds.
Towards their minds, their hearts towards people, other alternatives.
Right.
But they're not trained in alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not trained in nutrition, from my understanding. Not all of them. Some do, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding, a lot of them aren't.
Yes.
So they are taught to just treat with medicine, and that's understandable. But if it's not helping you, you should be able to go to somebody else and, to help other than just conventional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, if you start talking about alternatives, don't even want to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be open and not closed-minded to other ways to try to help the patient.
So how do you feel about his improvement? Like, can you name something that you...
The original question you're asking, I have seen someone who has deteriorated to he's back to himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Back to George that I knew 10 years back.
After only two treatments,
right.
And 10 years of suffering.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so it is just so wonderful. It's like you're an angel, I guess.
Thanks.
There's no other way to say it, but everything it just has come to be that I have seen someone so sick and it hurt me so much to see him that way, and it's just wonderful to hear him and see him. Just be George back himself. What was
amazing.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to express it.
Do you believe what I said, that his condition can be cured?
I do, after being with you and seeing what you are doing for George and what I've seen so far.
That's right.
Yeah.
Within the next couple of weeks, he will be walking miles, 2-3 miles without stopping. And I'm fairly confident of that. Most of the time, these cases are very easy. In fact, those people who are thinking about new treatment. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this new treatment for emphysema.
Yeah.
They take out part of the lung.
Right.
Yes.
You guys...
Would you want that?
$60,000, very traumatic, invasive, and harmful.
Yes.
And there's a 16% mortality rate for the first month. That means you have almost 20% of dying after the first month.
Wow.
Yeah. Compared to what I did to you yesterday.
Two treatments.
Hardly any harm, hardly any side effects, and you immediately feel better. No recovery period, just feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, how many tests did I do on you before I give you the treatment? What kind of lab tests?
How many lab tests, George? You haven't had any?
No, from me.
I haven't had a lab test with you whatsoever.
So, don't you think the conventional way is a little strange? You know,
yes.
they do all these tests, okay?
And it's very confusing. Why?
Give you a fancy name, a diagnosis, but cannot do anything for your treatment. So with us, so we don't do any tests. We go right to your problem. We treat the underlying source. That is why you feel better. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel God has given you a beautiful gift.
Thank you.
You can help so many people.
Yes.
If you can help George, you can help a lot of other people. That's what I feel from what I have seen, and really feel in my heart.
Yes.
Well, George,
thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, George and Mary, for joining us on our show today. Your story is wonderful.
You know, well, it's very true.
Yes.
And I hope it will help the other people to see that there is someone that has a special gift that can also help mm-hmm. them, as we see it has helped George so far.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to you.
Understand this message and really believe in it, because it is the truth.
Yes. Thank you, George.
Okay, good luck
Thank
to you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. That was George and Mary. George was actually a caller on our show about 6 weeks ago, and he was calling to ask Dr. Tong if he could help him with the emphysema, right, Dr. Tong? And mm-hmm. actually, at that time, we were talking about the new study on emphysema, how they would take out some of the lung, whatever was affected with the emphysema, and there was a 16% mortality rate the first month after this operation.
That's right. And for people like George, who is really weak,
mm-hmm.
well, in fact, after the first treatment, he had to sit for a while to mm-hmm. adjust the new condition of
right.
dizzy and weak,
too.
Okay? But after giving him some hot water, he really felt better and then started breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody who is so weak, going through a major thoracic operation where you mm-hmm. open the lung,
you lose a lot of energy.
A lot of blood. Very, very traumatic. That is why the 16% mortality rate. The message from here is that do not believe any new treatment or any good. Okay? The method I use, it has been used for 2,000 to 3,000 years.
And it's non-invasive.
Well, it's little bit invasive, but it's so...
Well, compared to the surgery.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's counterintuitive, too, because for someone who has emphysema and who's so weak, and they would use a technique that's so invasive and that would expend so much energy and blood on the patient's part, it's kind of counterintuitive.
It would not help, not even mm-hmm. close mm-hmm. to what I do. I connect the mind to back mm-hmm. the body and balance the body's energy system to get the patient working by mm-hmm. itself.
Well, call us for an appointment today, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you heard that story, you'll be amazed. And if you know anyone who has problems with emphysema, as Dr. Tong said, it's not difficult to treat. And after two treatments, George is like a different person, and they have a lot of hope.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's another comment about new treatment. Remember what we said last time?
Last week.
Yeah,
right.
13, that was 17. Current guidelines, that was
medical guideline
in 1994
are outdated
mm-hmm. after 6 years.
Right.
So every new treatment be outdated and replaced by something else.
Right.
So try something which had a track record of 2,000 to 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they cure the root cause of problem. The only trouble with Chinese medicine and other alternative medicine is that they're not strong enough.
Right, the techniques are weaker.
That's right. Not even close to the MD method. And most alternative doctors do not talk about balance.
Right.
They do not notice these energies from the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind and spirit are really our root existence, our true existence. That is, we are mind and spiritual mm-hmm. being. We are not... the managing a physical project.
Right, and that component of the patient is often ignored, I think, with conventional doctors, because they're not really taught in medical school
exactly.
about that emotional, spiritual component.
But all medical students take the MCAT and test about physics. In physics, quantum physics, okay, we talk about an electron being a particle and a wave. So we have two existence, a material existence and energetic existence.
Right.
We ignore the energetic existence. Unfortunately...
Why? Because you can't see it, so it's hard to test it.
That's right.
Like
in
that.
Physics, whenever we don't observe the electron, it exists as a potential, not as a material.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just because... And then every time we observe it with our five senses, it became a particle. And easier for us to observe something that with our five senses.
Right.
But the easier to ignore something, the wave component. Unfortunately, that governed and shaped all the events in the material world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why, you know, the Chinese were able to study the invisible part, they control the physical component. That's how you treat the root cause of the problem. Mm-hmm. Whereas Western science all talk about material, which are the manifestation and also the final effects. So you're treating the symptom and the cause, treating symptom and the effect and not the root cause.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we also had two other scheduled guests, but we couldn't get them on the line. George, why don't you want to talk about George? Claudia?
Claudia?
Not George.
Yeah.
I mean, Gerard.
Yeah, Gerard is, we'll get him back next time. He self-diagnosed himself with fibromyalgia, lupus for 10 years. Mm-hmm. No, he was wise up and did not go to any doctors, mm-hmm. but trying himself with herbs for different things, okay? Never get himself any better. Of course, he did not take any drugs, which would help in your condition. Mm-hmm. But I helped him right away.
Mm-hmm.
And the other patient that scheduled, which we could not get a hold of, is Claudia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Claudia has rheumatoid arthritis for 7 years, and we just want her to report that she still is not on any medication now for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
But another experience that she had injured her back a couple of weeks ago was severely painful, and with one treatment, her full range of motion and the pain were gone, her full range of motion back, and she was very, very astounded after just one treatment. We'll get them back next week.
Yeah, for those of you who want to listen to Claudia, she's been on our show probably about 3 times now, show number 37, June 9th, 39, June 30th, and 44, August 4th. She was diagnosed with arthritis 2 years ago, was on drugs such as prednisone and Daypro for pain. She became very tired from the pain. She had cold intolerance. Her first treatment increased her energy. Her pain was much less. She's less cold. She dropped all her arthritic medications, Dr. Tong said, 5 months ago. And a positive testing on an RH factor she had 7 years ago.
Very high titer.
Very high titer.
Now
negative.
Yes.
And she got that result without the use of drugs. So her story is quite amazing. You want to hear it on the radio show. Again, call us 714-556-8664 for an appointment. If you would like to get a free gift, you can call today before 2 and you will receive it. You can call Dr. Tong during the week for an appointment for a free consultation. Okay, well, since we don't have any callers and we don't have any scheduled guests, why don't we talk about some current events?
Sure.
I think an important issue to talk about right now, especially after the September 11th tragedy, is bioterrorism.
Yes.
What do you think about it? Do you think there's a great risk for that?
I
and
think
what can we do to prevent?
I think there's a great risk for that because the terrorists, he has two guts. So they will try anything to do it. So, you know, instead of thinking about the problem, think about what you can do for it.
So what can we do?
Yeah, the problem, this is a very big problem because conventional medicine geared to the symptoms, geared to the infectious agents.
Mm-hmm.
We got Gerard.
We have Gerard on the line.
Right, let's talk to him first.
Let's talk to Gerard. Okay, is Gerard there?
Yes.
Hi, Gerard.
Hello.
Thank you.
I was just listening on the radio, and I was surprised that you couldn't get a hold of me. I was ringing you by the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling me.
I could give you a nutshell description of the situation for me.
Tell us where you're from and what you do.
I'm 65 years old. I sell school and library supplies for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And in my 40s, I started getting all kinds of allergies, including some recurring bouts with bronchitis and pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
I was treated with antibiotics each time, and I got better, but the allergies, even some asthma and shortness of breath, never completely went away.
Now, did you go to conventional doctors for this?
Yes.
You did, and what did they do for you?
As I said, they gave me antibiotics.
Oh, okay, and that's
in my 50s then, I developed morning stiffness as well as muscle and joint aches, which was diagnosed as rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me cortisone and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which suppressed the symptoms really.
Mm-hmm.
But they made me feel very tired, gave me stomach aches and indigestion.
Okay.
And then this developed further to chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I became convinced that the drugs I took were only making me worse. There are 12 natural remedies,
right.
Yes,
such as vitamins, minerals, glucosamine, chondroitin, diets, all of which didn't hurt my body, I helped stop the recurring pains in my arms and legs and neck and shoulders and lower back and the frustrating lack of energy.
Yes.
Yeah. So I can see for all these people who have similar existence, I have to run a business during all this time. I can feel for all these people.
So when did you hear, tell us what happened after Dr. Tong's treatment, how many treatments?
A few weeks ago I heard the radio program.
Yes.
And I heard the encouragement of all these patients who helped. And so I called him, and he told me he could help me by removing the blockages to my life force, which is known as qi in Chinese medicine. But it had to enable my spleen and kidney centers to be re-energized and function properly as God and nature intended.
So how did you feel after my first treatment?
I felt just great. That first night I couldn't sleep well. I had pain in my legs, etc. But my entire energy seemed to be coming back to me.
How many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong now?
I have two treatments. My pain and my range of motions are much improved.
Wow.
I feel calmer. Not as hyper on the one hand and depressed on the other hand.
How about the energy?
Yes, this is what I'm just describing. My energy is slowly coming back.
Only after two treatments?
Yes,
Yes.
And, I'm still looking forward to getting all my old energy back.
I will.
Will it come?
Yes.
But I have come a long way in these treatments, and I have a lot of confidence in the future.
Yeah, I think with Gerardo also, he has knowledge himself of, he kind of has intuition on what to do and what not to do, and it's easier to treat people like that. Is that right, Dr. Tong?
Yes. Unfortunately, we're running out of time because we seem to have trouble getting you on the phone, and I don't know why. I don't know why.
Can you call me?
Yes.
Can we talk to you again in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Maybe next week?
We can do a follow-up on you. Maybe like 3 weeks later.
Maybe in a few weeks.
Okay, great. Thank you, Gerard, for calling in then.
You're welcome, and good luck to you.
Okay, have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
That was Gerard. We did get him on the line. He was suffering from fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue for the past 20 years. Did not do too much conventional medicine. Whatever he did, try antibiotics for his allergies and asthma, did not help.
The drug are the culprit, and not the solution.
He's had two treatments with Dr. Tong, and he's feeling much better on the road to recovery.
That's a proof.
Right. Call today's one appointment, 714-556-8664. So the two guests that we did have today have had only two treatments, and they have already tremendously improved.
And they have bad case of problem in the past.
Right, right. Call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you call today before 2, you will receive a free gift. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. Join us next week for more exciting cases on Saturday, K-Branch, AM 7:30 at 11:30. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.